assistant professor. Yeah, I know it's late, but I have some questions about the assignment, and you know how behind I am. Could you maybe spare me a minute or two? I promise it will be really quick. Thank you. Oh, I don't think I ever been to a professor's office before. It's nice. Right, the questions. Actually, before we get into that, I just thought that maybe you could clear up something for me. Well, the thing is, you only gave me low grades since the start of the term, and I truly want to know why. I mean, I spent countless nights up making sure I had everything right, up to the best references in what style you always ask. Yeah, Oxford style, like forward. But anyways, as the very good student that I am, I just follow your instructions blindly. Yet, every single one of my papers came back with an awful grade. I can but wonder why. Did you even read them at all? Because I'm sure if you had. Well, yes, I strongly believe that I deserve better grades in every single one of those papers. I do. Look, I know we started with the wrong foot, and I swear that incident on the first day of class will not be repeated. And yes, I'm almost always late to class, but I don't see how that would affect my grade. Me? No. You've been nothing but a jerk to me since day one. You completely ignore me in class, even when I ask questions, which is very embarrassing, to be honest. You don't even reply to my emails, and if you have something against me, or you're still holding a grudge because of that silly mistake, we should solve that now. Otherwise, you give me no other option but to take this matter up to the head of the department. So, are you going to stop with the passive aggressiveness and actually tell me what the hell's going on, sir? My clothes? What about them? I dress too provocative? So what? You give me a bad grade because my skirt is too short? What is this, high school? Am I being dress coded right now? No. You should be worried about teaching your classes and not looking at the students' outfits. Come on. This is ridiculous. There's more. What? My God. I provoke you. How so? My eyes. What? You're not making any sense. Oh my, you think I'm trying to seduce you in class? Me? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, you're kind of cute and all, but I assure you that I am most definitely not trying to seduce you. This is just the way that I am. I dress like this since always, and yes, I stare at you during the lectures. You're the professor, right? Where else should I be focusing? And even if that was true, which it definitely isn't, what the fuck that has to do with my grades? Look, I get it. I get it. I'm hot and young, and you're the professor trapped in a loveless marriage, hanging on just for the kids. And you miss it. You miss the thrill of it all. But please, stop being petty and stop throwing your frustrations onto your students. For Christ's sake, are you hearing yourself? Stop! I'm speaking now. I deserve better grades, and you know it. So, you better grade my next paper with your brain instead of your dick, because I will not hesitate on going straight to the head of the department to fill up a formal complaint about you. And one coming from a foreign student? I don't think that would be very fun for you. Or to the institution, if I'm being honest. Yes, I'm done. Please, go on. But I would be very careful with what you're gonna say next. You're not married and you don't have kids. You don't? I could swear. Still, that doesn't change my tone. What are you? You're very close. Well, I was busy. I couldn't come earlier, so yeah, I know it's late. There's probably very few people on campus right now, and probably none in this part of the building. Wait. You're not trying to say I came to see you after hours on purpose, are you? And for what? With all due respect, sir, fuck you. I know my papers were good. You know my papers were good. I have no reason to lower myself to the point of seducing you for better grades. You know what? I'm leaving. I guess you're here from the head of the department then. Good night. What the fuck you think you're doing? Oh my god, you're a total psycho. Why are you looking at me like this? Please, you can drop whatever act you're playing right now. You don't scare me. Oh, really? Oh no, please, sir. I mean, oh, I didn't mean to upset you. Is that what you wanted to hear, Milbay? I got a nice grip, Professor. Well, this has been fun and all, but I gotta go. Let me go now. Or I'm gonna scream and your fucking life will be over. No, don't touch me. Don't. No, not that. No. Fuck. I'm wet. Yes, but what about it? No, I don't find this hot. Absolutely not. No. Please, no. No, don't move your fingers. Why are you doing this? I don't. Okay, I waited until it was late enough to come here, and I knew that would be no one around. I don't know. I know. No, the paper stock was real, and you know I deserve better grades. I didn't want you to think that all I wanted was for you to change them. Fine. Yes, I'm attracted to you. And I keep staring at you in class because I can't stop imagining you fucking me in front of everyone. And as much as I hate you for not acknowledging my work, I want you just the same. But I would never do anything during your marriage. Right, you're not married. Your career then. We shouldn't be doing this. It could end really, really badly for you. You could lose your job if anyone found out that you're knuckles deep in a student's pussy. Imagine how your cock must feel. No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. Professor, fuck me. Yeah, from behind, sir. Fuck me from behind. What? Are you for real? You're the worst. Sadistic. Okay. I'm sorry about my tone earlier, sir. But I really mean it. Sorry. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not a sweet, innocent girl. I meant it, everything I said. I'm not doing this for personal gain or for you to change my grade. I just really want you to fuck me. That's it. Please, do it. I'm dripping down my legs. Please, sir. You want me to be good? Only if you're good to me too, babe. Oh, sorry, sir. Please, fuck me and I'll be the best girl you ever had. So submissive, so sweet, so obeying. Please, fuck me and I'm yours, all yours. Oh my God. getting so close. I'm getting so close. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder, son. Please. 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 I'm so close. Please come for me, sir. Come inside of me, please. Please, please, please come inside of me. Come with me, come with me. Oh, yes, 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 right there, right there, right there. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. It's a little secret, Professor. I can't fucking believe you graded my papers poorly just to draw my attention. Are you crazy? Has that ever worked before? Is that your thing? Infuriating students and children after hours in your office, deep throwing your cock? I'm the first. Oh, you definitely know how to make a girlfriend special. What? Oh yeah, definitely. I would totally report you, deadass. I'm sorry, sir, but no one doubts my work. And besides, I know what I'm doing. Wait. Say that again. Brilliant. Oh my god. I almost came again. But I already knew that. So. That was why I was so confused with the grades. You know, there was dozens of other ways to try and woo me. Oh no. I'm just... a warning to not mess with my grades again. Respectful speaking, sir, of course. Fuck, you're good at this. The whole big hard dumb thing. The throat grab, I'm not gonna lie, it made my pussy drop. The way you move your hips, oh fuck. Your cock was hitting my G-spot with each thrust. And I'm not even gonna talk about the spanks. Hey, Brad, me! But sir, I've been so good to you. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't give in that easily, Professor. You need to do much more to tame this brat. And stop kissing my neck. I should go. I have a class super early tomorrow, and the professor is kind of a pain if I'm late. So it's fine if I'm late, if you're the one making me late. That's perfectly acceptable. Totally. I gotta go. Oh, I feel like you should know. I never wear panties to your class, so think about that when you see me sitting on the front row tomorrow. I'll definitely be thinking of you and how good your cock felt inside of me. See you, Professor.